are here at the 2019 NACUSO Network Conference in San Diego, California. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Karan Bala from CU Rise. How are you, sir?
Very good, very good. Pumped to be here. Love San Diego. Love NACUSO.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's perfect.
It's a great conference. I've been talking to a lot of people, and they're all enjoying the kind of entrepreneurial spirit, the startup spirit here. And it's really refreshing to come to a conference like this.
I got to tell you, I mean, I didn't know what to expect because most of the conferences you go to, it's very credit union attended.
Sure.
As opposed to this one is all CUSO, largely CUSO. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some credit unions.
Yeah.
But largely CUSO attended. And I was wondering, like, what exactly we're going to talk about, but the subject matter has been absolutely fantastic, and it's a great place to build partnerships. It's been lovely.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites for sure on the circuit.
Yeah,
you're going to be on a couple of panels, one this afternoon, another one tomorrow. This one in the afternoon is going to be collaboration. Future of analytics is collaboration. So I haven't heard that take yet, that angle. So.
Well, that's my take.
The panel itself
is just purely collaboration.
Okay.
But I truly feel that the future of analytics is collaboration. I mean, if you start looking around, the way the fintechs have structured themselves, the way the new age technology companies are coming.
Yeah.
Like, let me just give you an example.
Sure.
I mean, the new cores. There's a couple of cores out there. I won't take any names. But they're all built on what we call the API model. You know, their core strength is actually organizing and putting together the core data. And everything else is all about interactions with it. So, you know, you are really good at, say, the analytics side of it. Now, that's a separate API that happens there. You're really good at the digital banking, so I can create an interface. So everybody's coming down to doing what they do really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that truly is the fintech model, specialized, hyper-specialization in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you want to be a credit union that says, I want an end-to-end solution, either you go with a traditional provider who's basically core strength was something around the data and has sort of patched together an offering, as opposed to some of the newer age ones who actually will bring in specialized providers for each.
Yep.
And so that's, I do think the future is all about collaboration.
Well, you're in the right industry for that.
Yep.
That's what credit unions do best, is collaborate.
Yeah.
That's kind of our, what somebody said, it's our superpower. So
I'll tell you, the credit unions are best at saying they collaborate.
Yeah.
And that's a controversial statement, but when you actually start getting into it, the sharing of data, the sharing of intelligence, credit unions with each other they do, but they haven't really pushed their vendors to do more collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one thing I'm really hoping that comes out of today, tomorrow, you know, the next few years, is they start pushing their online providers, hey, integrate better, start pushing their core providers, integrate better, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I've heard that too. It's like, yeah, we talk a good game, but do we walk
our talk? We actually do it, yeah.
Yeah,
we
heard that as well. I mean, there are the sector that really do it well, and then there are others that need to step up their game a little bit.
And credit unions do it well. I mean, I shouldn't say they're you know, credit unions have the right intention. I enjoy working for, I mean, all our clients are credit unions.
Right.
It's a passion of mine. It's a passion of CU Rises.
Yep.
And absolutely, we want to promote the whole collaborative field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm pumped to be on that panel today.
Right on. Yeah. All right. Look forward to that, definitely. And AI panel is tomorrow.
That's
artificial
right.
intelligence. You can't swing a cat these days without talking about artificial intelligence. So what's going on with this one?
So it'll be interesting. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about the data and the immense amount of information or data that's out there that can help you to lead towards more AI. The way we use it, for example, we built an attrition. Our focus, CU Rise's focus, is all about predictive modeling. I mean, we really want to be the best credit you can get in predictive modeling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if I can predict that, you know, Mike Lawson's going to leave the institution for whatever behaviors
mm-hmm,
it is,
mm-hmm.
well, that's just a predictive model. It doesn't really get you the AI component to it. So AI would be is now, based on everything that I've seen Mike do, how can I get you to stay?
Right.
So getting you to that intelligent action. I may look at statistics and say, over the last 3 months, you know, we've hit Mike with a fee. He's never been hit with a fee before, and we've seen actions that result as that have come as a result of a fee.
Mm-hmm.
So let's waive the fee. You know, that's kind of So we're moving in that direction. So there's a ton going on in that space. We're spending a lot of time focusing on it. And I come back to the collaboration part of it. That's what we do. So, you know, if any particular vendor sort of is thinking about how can I bring in good AI,
mm-hmm.
well, let somebody who's doing it focus on
it. Right.
Yep.
And last year at the Max conference, we talked about vendors actually collaborating for credit unions'
that
benefit
is true.
As well. So I thought that was an interesting take as well, because we had you there, obviously.
We had the Trellence folks.
Trellence.
And then we had Rate Reset.
Yep. And
yes,
Rate Reset.
I remember.
And I can't remember the credit union. Andrew,
our community.
Andrew Bertrand.
That's right. That is correct. $6 million man, $3 million.
$6.2 million man.
That's right. No, so actually, that's a lot. What we're going to talk about today. We have three now. We started off with our community as being the first one. They aren't here today, so they won't be on. But we took that exact thing: have a platform with data, do all the intelligence that we would work on. Then Rate Reset would go out and actually reach out to the members.
Mm-hmm.
So for a credit union, they still got that seamless experience that they wanted. But on the back end, we were individually doing our pieces and passing it off to the next. And so we, now we have three use cases around that. And that's what the panel is. So I mean, I'm hoping you can jump in and hear us talk about it.
Definitely. What time is this panel? Is this afternoon?
4 o'clock.
Right? Okay. I'll be there.
Yeah, All right. Looking forward to it.
And then I'll hop in there.
You bet.
Good
you
stuff.
Bet.
What else? What's new at CU Rise these days? Give you guys a quick plug.
Yeah. It's been great. We ended the year last year with a bang. We're already on track to really have a great 2019. Credit unions are leaning towards building their own data science teams, to embracing it in a whole new with a whole new sense of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been fantastic for us. I mean, we're really in the right spot. We are, like I said, you know, building a lot of new partnerships. And we're also moving towards more analytical products. And that's how we see the market going. So we're excited. Our team has grown leaps and bounds, and we are expecting a great 2019.
Right on, right on. One last question for you. How do you convince credit unions out there to, like, hey, let's dive in with AI. Let's collaborate a little bit more to use your data analytics, that type of stuff. How do you convince them to do that? Because there's still a lot out there that are like, this is still kind of science fiction to us.
It has been, I think you know, we smile about it, but it's actually been a really tough journey to do that. Credit unions still, they love hearing about it. Mm-hmm. They love hearing. In fact, if I talk about it, we'll have a full crowd about it. But when it actually comes to signing the deal and saying, I want to take that leap of faith, I want to jump into it, they are still hesitant. What we've done is we take on small problems. We're like, hey, let's pick a couple of things.
Sure.
Or we take on manageable projects that they have underway. So the project might be, we just need to enhance our business intelligence, because a lot of credit unions are spending on reporting and BI solutions. Mm-hmm. So with that, once we get our hands there and start helping them, we can start seeing the data and identifying opportunities for AI to step in. So we're trying to take sort of small steps to get them there.
Mm-hmm.
We are now starting to see probably the last probably quarter or so, more institutions are think about AI as a more holistic solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping that we can plug into that and see how that
goes. Okay, and kind of baby steps too.
Absolutely.
You don't have to take on the whole project. Let's do baby steps and get there, and next thing you know.
It's a new area for the whole industry.
Yeah.
I mean, for a credit union, like you said, you know, they don't, it's a big investment. It could be a big investment. It could be a long-term investment.
Yeah.
So tread carefully, you know, see things that have worked, see things that have that other credit unions are benefiting from, and then adopt them.
And then talk to folks like you who have a great background in it. So
this is my passion. I'm enjoying it. I mean, credit unions are fantastic to work with. And we bring good stuff to you guys.
Indeed. Well, that's a great message to end on. Karan, thank you so much, man.
Thanks so much, man.